This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, Julie Immel. How are you today?
Good morning, Laurie. I'm really good. I got to see the Northern Lights last night, and so that was very exciting. How are you?
I know. I'm great. I'm a little tired, but I'm great. And yes, I did not see it. I wanted to because I knew it was going to happen. And to be honest with you, I thought about it in the morning, and then I never thought about it again because, of course, we had our standing ovation event for Broadway Theater last night honoring Mr. Dan Santinello, and it was fabulous. And so I was in event mode all day and never thought about it last night because I was in the beautiful Scranton Cultural Center until about 8 o'clock last night, so I did not get to see it. But you sent me some beautiful pictures, which you're going to put on Facebook, right, so people can see. I cannot believe the color. There were people who posted on Facebook that magenta color, I just can't even believe it.
I know. It was spectacular, and it was, I didn't know it was supposed to happen. I guess I've been hunkered down or not paying attention, whatever. I usually do try to pay attention because I always have wanted to see the Northern Lights. And the fact that we got a clear night and we could see them in Scranton, I just happened to be taking the garbage out. And I looked up, I always look up at night because I want to see the stars and the moon. And the sky was kind of pinkish. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And at first I thought it was sunset. Then I thought it was pollution maybe, and then I'm like, no, this is something celestial is happening. So I rounded everybody up and I started snapping pictures, and we were outside for probably an hour running up and down the driveway, running up and down the street. I was in the middle of the street at one point taking pictures because I wanted the perspective of the street. Luckily there was no traffic. The whole time it was very still outside. It was very crisp and it had that beautiful fall air, and it did. Mm-hmm. it was magical. And at one point we could see the stars were sparkling right through the lights, and it was this beautiful hues of pink and magenta, and there was a little bit of green. I just was blown away. I didn't want to go inside. I didn't want it to stop. But we have it. We had a wonderful time, and it was such a great surprise because we didn't know it was going to happen. So I was so lucky that I just happened to be taking the trash out at that very moment. I thought my neighbors would be out. I didn't see them. I didn't see anyone. So they had to hear us because we were, you know, having a good time out there. But I bet they were like, oh, those Immels are out again. Like, they're nuts, you know. Probably just didn't even think anything of it. But I'm sorry that you missed it, but I know you had a great time last night.
Yeah, we did. We had a great – it was wonderful. It was just a good night. And I just have to say this before we talk back about the Northern Lights because I have questions. Is that Brian Kelly, who is our chairman of our board of Broadway Theater, and this award is named in his mom and dad's honor. And just listening to Tim talk about his parents and his, you know, working with his dad with the bank, with Fidelity Bank, and I just listened to him, and I said to him when he came over, I said, man, did you love your parents? Like, it's a wonderful thing to hear a child speak so fondly and mm-hmm. so in with such reverence about the parent, either parents, which is what it should be, mm-hmm. and those who get a childhood like that, who, you know, you can feel that way, is just, it's wonderful. So to see that, and then to see Brian, who has, you know, our board has nothing to do with the people we choose to win these the award. They ratify it, but they don't choose it. And we to hear him introduce Dan and just the feelings he has for Dan, and he's Dan's, you know, boss, chief boss, as the chairman of the board. It's such a wonderful feeling. I thought, as I was listening to him, I thought, man, it must be so good when someone who is your boss thinks so highly of you. Because a lot of times mm-hmm. it's the opposite, because you have such admiration in most cases for people, and you think, oh, wow, you know, to be that, to have that, to do that, to get to that, all those things you think about. And it was just so, it was a beautiful, special night, in that I loved being able to witness that sheer respect for parenting and respect for the workplace and people you work with and how you feel about them. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing to see and to experience. So we had a great night, and so congratulations, Dan, on winning being chosen this year as the winner of the Sam and Jane Callie Star Award through for Broadway Theater. It is just for outstanding work with the arts and supporting the arts and Broadway Theater. So anyway, we thank you. So it was a great night. So, Julie, you sent me a picture with like a streak, like a, what was that? What was that little whitish glowy streak?
This is the big question. I took about 100 photos last night, frantically, just, you know, pointing, shooting my little iPhone, and it's old. I did not use any filters or do anything. It was just strictly my old camera, you know, pointed at the sky. And when I downloaded them, two of them have these white squiggles on them. One is in the distinct shape of a question mark.
Right.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that? Is it light bouncing off from something else? Is it an alien? Is it a celestial body? Is it a spirit? What is it? I would like to know. I'll post them on our Facebook page. If anybody hasn't followed us yet, please do so. It's the Laurie Cadden Show on Facebook. And thanks to everybody. I want to give a shout out to all of our followers who are liking and sharing our posts. You had a big uptick last week with all of your reunion photos. They seem to be a big hit. That was great.
Yeah.
And of course, we post all the links to everything that we talk about on the show for more information. You'll find that there too. But I'm going to put those photos up on our page and see if anybody has a reasonable idea of what that might be. I didn't put those marks in there, so I don't know. What do you think it is?
I don't know. I thought it looked like you know how you can draw on stuff like with the and make a mark, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like some phones and stuff. That's what it looked like you did. That's why I'm like, what is that? Is she trying to show me something or?
No, no editing. I did not edit. I was shooting so quickly that I wouldn't have had time to do. I guess I could have done it after, yes. But no, it's really weird. And the strange thing is when I was taking pictures, I didn't see any white squiggles. I didn't see anything. But it kind of reminds me of, like, did you ever take a picture and then later you look at it and there's an orb? You know, like.
Yeah.
An orb. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this was very distinct.
Oh, yeah. And but I didn't see it. In other words, when I'm taking a picture and there's an orb there, I don't see it with my naked eye, usually. It was the same thing with this. I didn't see that question mark or that squiggle with my eye when I was taking the photos. I didn't see it till I downloaded it.
Yeah, it's cool. The colors are magnificent.
Weird. Yes, the colors were spectacular. I know. It's the perfect season for it, you know. But it was a magical night. It was fun, and it was a wonderful opportunity for me to get some fresh air that I apparently needed. So yeah, no, it was great. I can't wait to. I hope they come back. I hope those lights come back. My mom was telling me that her grandmother used to get up basically in the middle of the night to make bread for their whole family. And so now I know where my mom gets this from. And
clearly.
She would always talk about how she often saw the Northern Lights. And because she was up in the middle of the night, and I thought, gee, that's odd that she would see them and we never saw them. But now I get it. And I said, oh my gosh, I can't imagine what could be better than early morning baking and a beautiful natural light show.
And smelling the yeast and the dough and the thinking about warm butter on it. I love
what
it.
What could be better?
That's what could be better. That's a good way to end. So we are going to take a quick break because we have a very busy show. We have our next guest is Jess Frain, who will be coming on. She's the executive director of the Providence Pregnancy Center in good old North Scranton. And then we have Leah Genacopoulos on after that, who will be speaking about real estate and some things going on in the real estate world with ERA One Source Realty. So we'll be moving forward with that. So stay tuned, everybody, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is my producer extraordinaire, Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Julie, take it away, baby.
Thanks, Laurie. I do public relations and marketing in northeastern Pennsylvania and beyond. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
And with us today, Jewel, we have a very special guest, someone who actually I just met. We had a nice conversation earlier in the week, and I said, you know what, Jess, let's see if we can get you on the show quickly to try to help you out with an event that they're having on the 16th of October. So with us is Jessica. I was calling you Jess. Do people call you Jess, or is it always Jessica, Jess?
It's always Jess, so you got it right.
Yes.
Thanks, Lori.
There you go. I love it, and I love that. I love it. I always shorten every, even someone's name who's short, I shorten even shorter. So I love it. So it's Jess Frain, and Jess Frain, and she is the executive director of Providence Pregnancy Center in good old North Scranton, otherwise known the Providence section of Scranton. And she is putting on a wonderful event for the center, to the fundraiser. And before we talk about the event, Jess, let's talk about how this center started, where you are today, because to where you are from where I know the story, but for those who don't, we're going to tell you. And it's amazing, an amazing feat in the time period from beginning to today. It's amazing to what you've done. So first of all, congratulations. I think Julie will also agree. It's amazing to do what you're doing. So, and we talked to Jess. We said, Jess, I picked up a little bit of an accent when we talked. I said, which part of New York are you from? And she said, I've been here for 20 years or whatever you said. And I said, don't lose that. I love it because it just reminds people, tells people you never forget of where you come from. And I love it. So it was just a little twang that I noticed, and it's great. And I told her that my daughter-in-law to be is a Long Island girl. So I'm very happy with these Long Island chicks. So how are you, honey? Tell us a little bit about where you are and how you got to this from point A to today.
Okay, great. I love telling this story because it's exciting. It's invigorating just to see how this has developed beyond us and really beyond what how we even started, which was we started this as like a ministry out of our church where we were handing out diapers and strollers and car seats to moms in crisis. So we would post on social media and like in different moms groups trying to find the women that were most in need of help. And then we held monthly distributions where they would just come to our church and pick up, you know, the items that they needed. But we quickly realized by doing that, that we needed more space. And we also needed a place to develop relationships with these moms, because as much as they needed diapers and clothing for their babies, they really also needed friendship and love and support. And that's been at the heart of this mission from the beginning, is to really just, it's a mission to love and to give these women the love that they're lacking in their lives. And I think love is what transforms us. In fact, I know that, but
certainly.
So
yes,
from,
go ahead.
Yeah. So we, temporarily we had leased a storefront. We organized as a 501c3. And even that storefront, we quickly outgrew. You know, from there, we had the same thing. We were giving out clothing and diapers and counseling, referrals to other local community organizations. But the space was small. And then last year, a property on Main Avenue, which was a former funeral home, became available for purchase. And it's right across the street from our church, which is really the root of where this all began. And where a lot of our volunteer support comes from. So we said, you know what, it's a lot of money, but if God wants it to happen, he's going to make it happen. And so we started a fundraiser to raise the money that we would need as a down payment on the property. And we raised a little over $100,000 in less than 60 days.
Wow.
And we're able to close. Yeah, we were able to close on the property with that down payment. And the property has one building, which we are using as our pregnancy center, so it has a nice big room for our baby pantry, and there we give out, like, all of the clothing that we give out is brand new with tags. We do fun different, like, baby drives at churches and businesses, so our baby pantry is stocked with new items, and the reason for that is I just feel strongly that these women, even though they're in crisis and poverty, they still are deserving of a display of their dignity. And so mm-hmm. by letting them come in and shop for things that they can't do that. They can't go to the store and pick up new clothes in the excitement of a baby to come, but they can do it here. And we also have a room for counseling. We have space for moms groups. We have a finance group for moms to learn how to just set up a simple household budget. So the idea is that using this space, they can, we can develop relationships with them and help improve their lives as they're coming to us in each interaction. So the moms can come every week to get diapers and wipes, and they can come monthly for clothing. And then also on the property, we have another little building, which is now Reborn Boutique. And there we have it's a women's thrift boutique. So we accept donations of women's clothing, shoes, accessories, beauty items. And it's open to the public to shop. All of our clothing is $5, so it's like a deal. And we go through it. Yeah. We make sure we put out the best stuff. And then the proceeds from the thrift store help us run our operation here and some of our overhead expenses. And then the third building on the property is a 5-bedroom home, which is in need of great renovation. We started the renovation, and we do it as we get donations or donations of time. We have different contractors that have come in, spent a week, you know, donated a crew, renovated a room, but there's still a lot to go over there. Once that's finished, that will be maternity housing for moms to be able to stay throughout their pregnancy and then up to 12 months after giving birth. So,
wow.
Yeah,
with
kind of the scope
with their children, right? Just that's the most important thing that you wanted was moms who needed help during pregnancy, a place, a safe place to be, they could be there with additional children, right? Isn't that part of what this
yeah.
is about? Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Because one of the things we learned as we were doing this is that there's no place within a 100-mile radius that is a maternity program. Like, there's other housing and homeless shelters,
but a specific maternity program, which I think when you're pregnant and you're vulnerable, you need some kind of structure that's developed for your specific circumstance. But there's no other home in a 100-mile radius that allows you to stay as a maternity home with other children. So what they'll be able to do here is if they say they have a 3-year-old and they're pregnant and they're in a crisis, they can bring their baby with them, their 3-year-old, right, and stay. And then have a longer chance, because I think in order to get the stability they need to be successful, you need a little time. Like 60 days is not enough. 90 days is not enough. And then after giving birth, we all know, any of us that are mothers, it takes time to bounce back. And right, and then, you know, if you've been out of work or you're in a domestic violence situation, it takes a while to get caught up on your finances before you can go out and get an apartment and be successfully independent. So that's what we want to give them here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's amazing, Jess, and you have so many. Do you work, just out of curiosity, because I was thinking about that, do you then work with, I know that you partner with many of the incredible organizations that we have throughout our region that are more specific to a certain need versus, you know, an overall need. I'm sure through the counseling and everything else, there's information available for everybody to go, say if they need job training or they need anything to do with jobs or the ability to learn how to apply for a job or how to do that, not learn, but, you know, have those options available. Do you help them with that or send them out, or meaning give them direction to the other organizations? How does your referral service work?
Sure. So when a mom contacts us and they say, hey, I'm pregnant and I don't have anything for my baby, can I come get some diapers? You know, our first step in that is, yes, you need to make an appointment and there's an intake process. And in that intake process, we collect all the information such as, are you working? Are you single? Are you, you know, what other services are you getting now? Are you getting food stamps? Are you, you know, do you have housing? Have you applied for housing? So this way, even though a lot of times what they think they only need is diapers and clothing for their baby to come, we're able to kind of determine they need counseling or they don't even have a GED. So let's help them get to a class so they can sign up for their GED and get, so they're more employable, right? If they don't have a job, do they need help building a resume? If they're in a domestic violence situation or they experience some trauma and they really need professional counseling, we're actually working now on a grant and we hope to get it approved so that we have a licensed counselor on staff that will be offering trauma therapy here. So, but yes, the other, like, we're not a food pantry. We don't have adult clothing. There's a lot of things that we can't offer here that, it's not specific to our mission. So we have a list of the local resources, and we refer to those services. And vice versa, we get a lot of moms here that are referred to us from other local organizations.
I love it. I love how this is what you have to do. Everyone can't do everything for everybody. So you do the best you can with the skills and the talents that you have to offer, and then with so many wonderful organizations to collaborate with, you refer them, and I think that's wonderful. So just tell everybody, first of all, I want to say that the affiliation with starting with your parish, with any parish that in this community that people understand there's a mission, they get it. It's amazing what happened. So just so you know, I love that that's the collaboration, and I also love the fact that contractors and other people are helping you build. It's incredible. So keep anyone who can help them, please do. And so just tell everybody a little bit about your event that's coming up and how they can get tickets on the 16th, your fundraiser.
Sure. It's Wednesday, October 16th. It'll be held at the Theater at North in North Scranton, just almost across the street from our pregnancy center.
Yes.
And it's entitled Arise for Life with Jim Caviezel. We have the actor Jim Caviezel, who's most well known as Jesus in The Passion of the Christ, but he also has a whole lineup of lots of other movies he's starred in. He's coming to deliver a keynote speech at the theater on our behalf to help us. And the event starts at 6 p.m. Doors open. There's a silent auction. There's a VIP mixer for those who would like to also up their ticket a little bit. And, you know, that includes unlimited drinks and appetizers before the event right inside the theater. So it's all in one location. And then tickets for that are still, we still have some seats available. You can go on the Theater at North website or call their box office. Or you could also go on our website, which is ppcscranton.org/events, and you can buy tickets there. And it's all to benefit the Pregnancy Center and the work that we do here.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. And what's nice about the Theater at North, too, we talked a little bit about it ahead of time, but I love their rooms, the rooms they have, the ancillary rooms that you can have an event at the same time you're doing something on the stage and in the theater. It's really good space there. So I hope it all works.
It is.
Most importantly, you said to me too, Jess, is that you can buy the tickets at the door. So because you do have a little bit of availability of time and or seats, you can do that. So I think it's great. So Jess, one more time, how they can get, you can go to Theater at North and get the tickets. You can go to your website, which you said is ppcscranton.org/events to get the tickets. Is that what you said correctly?
That's right. Yes, absolutely.
There you go. And what about a phone number or anything else if somebody wanted to get in touch with you?
Oh, sure. Our center's number here is 570-341-7045. And our email is help@ppcscranton.org. So those are the two easiest ways to get in touch with us.
I love it. Well, Jess, we're wishing you much success and lots of love that this has pulled off and continued wonderful work that you're doing there. It's amazing. And please come back on. We'd love to have you on again and talk a little bit more. I'm very impressed with where you're at and delighted that it's right. It's right here in good old North Scranton. So thank
it's
you for that.
City.
Keep up. It really is. So keep up the good work and hopefully your event goes well. And remember, you can go to www.ppcscranton.org/events for tickets or the Theater at North. And we wish you good luck, and it's the 16th of October. And Jess, thank you very much, and we will talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you so much, ladies. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey. Take care. And everybody else
Take
will
care.
Be right back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel, the producer of this show. And Julie's business is a great business, and she's going to tell you a little bit about what it is. Julie?
Thanks, Laurie. I do public relations and marketing in northeastern Pennsylvania and beyond. To learn more about how I can help people promote their business or nonprofit, then you can just visit me at juliedimmel.com.
There you go. And with us is Leah Genicopoulos, a realtor with ERA One Source Realty in Clark Summit. ERA has about 80 or so agents in 10 counties and about 5 different offices. And Leah, we're going to talk about a little bit of a mix of things that as a fellow realtor, I understand the pain and A and B, the rates and what people's mindsets are and where people are really kind of looking to go. So welcome, Leah, and let's talk. Let's
Hi.
Get into it, baby.
Let's talk. And that, Laurie, I got to tell you a funny story real quick before we get into it. It's real estate related, but so I went on a listing appointment, and it was over in our hometown of West Scranton, baby. And the agent goes, I have to ask, I'm not sure if you have any experience with any of the neighborhoods in West Scranton. It was right in Trip Park where I grew up. I said, I'm born and raised here. He goes, all right, never mind, you're hired. He's like, I want a West Side agent. And I made a joke to him. I go, a West Side agent because of the attitude or a West Side agent because they know the attitude? And he looks at me, he goes, both. And I said, I love that. It was great.
I love it. There you go.
I love
it. So all you got to do is mention. You know me. Anytime I can slip in the West Side thing, I do. So we'll say it again, West is best. But anyway, go ahead, Leah. How are we doing? Last time we were on, we talked about the rate change. And so we have a little bit of convo about that because, you were saying people are kind of still ambivalent. Some people are waiting. So go ahead. Let's talk a little bit about that first.
Yeah, so, people are still waiting. to see them come down. And I think they're, you know, and I'm having that open conversation with everybody because they're not going back to the fours. So if you're waiting for, like, you to get a mortgage at 4.5 or 4.75 or 4.99, do not wait any longer. It is not happening. I could say, though, what I was happy to see, I just got someone locked in at a 5.99. I had another client calling around. She just got a 5.75. So they're definitely down. I mean, Lori, at this time last year when we were talking, they were going in the eights. So I think anything better than an eight in front of it is 10 times better than where we were last year.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah, I can't tell people enough right now. If you see a house, you like it, you think you're ready to buy, or you know you're ready to buy, do not wait. There's no reason to wait. We don't. You right now might be the only person on this house. And right now, there's a house in Clark Summit I'm showing, and we are the only offer on it right now. Obviously, there's a few more showings over the weekend, and so they're waiting to see what's going to happen and this and that. And, like, at first, they were kind of, like, on the fence. Should we wait and see what happens come January? Will the rates drop even more? And I said, yeah, let's wait and see what happens in January. Instead of one offer, it's going to be you and 30 other offers. So they were like, what? I said, you don't know what could happen in January. If these rates drop even lower, you might be versus 10 other people, you know? So, and I'm just saying, you know, in general, I don't know what's going to happen in January, if the rates are going to drop or whatever's going to happen. I'm just saying, in general, like, don't wait. If you like it, buy it. If you could see yourself living there, if you keep going home and thinking about it, and that's how I bought my house. I thought about it for 2 weeks, and, you know, I kept thinking about it. Then I'd walk by it. So, I mean, if they have a Ring doorbell, I'm sorry. I really wasn't a creep. I was just, like, trying to figure out if I really liked it. I kept thinking about it, and I kept thinking about it, and I kept thinking about it. And it's almost like when you're buying a house, there's that feeling of buyer's remorse because, you know, you think, like, oh, I should have pulled the trigger on that one. Well, what'd you wait for? Because now we're out here looking at a bunch of houses, and now you're comparing it back to the one you saw 30 houses ago. And, you know, you should, I always tell people, if you can't stop thinking about it, then you know. Sometimes, you know, you do have to see the house two or three times because, I don't know, like, you don't get all the feels maybe the first time. And it's a big purchase. So, like, I always say, if you want a second showing, if you want a third showing, do not hesitate to ask me. Do not, like, at all. And that, Lori, kind of brings me to another topic of, interview your realtor. I mean, get to know them. Have a conversation. I have no problem, like, with some of my clients bringing them into the office first. There may not be a house that we want to see right away, but, like, come on in. Have a coffee in my office. Let's sit down. Let's talk about what you are looking for. Let's get to know each other, you know? And the famous lines of Sunita Arora, this is like dating and then a marriage. Like, we're in this, and then we get divorced after the contract's over. But, you know, it is kind of, you know, you got to get to know each other, and you got to see, you know, if everyone's compatible when you want to work together. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but...
No. And Leah, the other thing is, after you hope that after the divorce, after the marriage and then the divorce, that when you want to buy or sell your other house, you remarry for a while and then get divorced again, because that is how relationships work, because you spend so much time with your realtor going over and doing and seeing and getting the right house and making sure everything goes. And then at the end, it's over and you part ways. But then you hope that they come back for or refer you to somebody else, because that's what relationships are with realtors. To not know it sometimes baffles me when I, through my life in this business, where someone say, well, I don't, you're the only realtor I know. And I'm like, great. But I think, wow, that's really weird. I mean, how many people are out there selling homes, and you don't know that many, or you might have heard them? It's relationship. It is.
100%. I mean, honestly, I got the nicest text last night when I was going to bed. I've been working with this couple since March, and they, you know, want to stay in a particular area. They have a certain budget they want to stick to, and, you know, they were just getting defeated and defeated and defeated. And I said, guys, listen, let's talk about this. You're in a great situation. You're in an apartment with no lease. We could take our time. If you want to see 9 houses, I'll show you 9. If you want to see 9,000, I'll show you 9,000. I said, this is my job. I love what I do. I'm excited about what I do. I said, so don't feel like it's a pain. And then she was nervous. You know, finally we got one under contract. And then it was like, then here come the parents now. Like, you know, the inspectors and all that. And then she's calling me like, maybe this isn't the house. My mom said, maybe it's not the house. And I said, well, tell me why. I said, because you couldn't stop thinking about this house before we even went under contract, and we're so excited to see this house. And you lit up like I've seen you light up the most with this house. And she's like, well, because of some of the stuff we're going to have to do with our FHA loan. I said, so? I said, who cares?
Yeah.
I said, we'll figure it out. And, you know, they were getting bad information. Like, they were getting information that was saying, like, they shouldn't be taken, that they shouldn't be doing the repairs for the FHA loan, and they shouldn't be doing this. And I said, but listen, this is the condition right now of this market. The seller doesn't have to take an FHA loan, and if they do, they're doing it because, you know, they'll take that offer, but you have to make the repairs. Like, that's a contingency of the contract. And, you know, we're just painting a few railings, you know, we're putting up a railing and we're painting them. I said, what's the harm in that? And then I think after she realized, and then she talked to the lender, and then she talked to the attorney for the title, and, you know, she called me and she's like, I have to apologize. She's like, I think you were my therapist more than my realtor the last couple of weeks. I said, that's what I'm here
for. Exactly.
We wear so many different hats sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
I remember when I was buying my first house 8 years ago, and it really was like, I didn't want to even, like, buy a pack of gum because you're so scared. You know what I mean? Like, you're afraid to, like, I was paying everything for cash. You would have swore I was, like, the cousin of, like, Pablo Escobar because, I mean, I was, like, cash. I was petrified to use my credit cards. And then, of course, I used my Bloomingdale's card for lip gloss, and then the bank called and was like, what's this charge for? And I'm like, am I really this broke? Like, so it was like, you know, you're in this, like, I don't want to say a holding pattern, but you're in a situation like where you don't know what's going on almost in a way. Not that you don't know what's going on, but, you know, it was because it's like you're a nervous wreck. You just want that house at the end of the day, and there's just so much building up to it, you know, and like that's what I love when people say, I'm never going through this process again. I go, why? Oh, my taxes, and then I needed this paperwork and this paperwork. And I'm like, right. I said, but it's not something you have to do every day. I said, you just got to get them the paperwork, and you'll be fine. And I just think there is so many emotions in buying a house because there's so many memories that come with it too, you know?
That's the whole thing. And I think people, in this day and age, people want instant gratification or instant this. And sometimes this is not an instant situation. You have to go to this, or you have to have this done, or you have to wait for the contractor to come in, or this or that, especially with FHA, because there are requirements. The requirements they want are very, you know, to the point. And it should
right.
be, because the reason you're getting an FHA is for that reason. So,
right.
you know, then they have to wait for this. You know how it is. It's just what happens. But I think,
yep.
Leah, the relationship, the lack of loyalty in the business of selling houses is very,
yep.
it's very out there. And people don't understand that a realtor will do all of this work for you, but they don't get paid until they sit until the closing and it happens and their broker writes them a check afterwards. So you
Correct.
Working with someone and getting them, you know, it's a great thing to do. The internet has become great. It's a great friend of ours for this, because you can go on, you can see this house and you can see that. So you're not really that surprised when the front door opens and you walk in. But that being said, you still need that person to carry out and execute what you're doing. And so please, 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 I say this, I've always said it, and I said this is the thing I despise most about the job, is that people think you're disposable because you can go to anyone else, or this other person is the listing agent. It doesn't matter. And things are a lot more, they're a lot better now, wouldn't you say, Leah, in the sense that, you know, you have a little more security with buyer agency and different things that people can now, which those things were, I don't know, I don't even know if they were there. I want to say they weren't, but maybe they were and I never used them, or it wasn't something we needed to do or did much. But don't they help a little bit now?
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a...
You have to have them not, which is nice. And
right.
It's protecting everybody, you know, like I'm committed to you and you're committed to me and let's make this
right.
work, you know?
Exactly. But it is a big deal. And it's you know, just as Leah's saying, just when you're working with someone, work with them. And if there's a problem, talk about the problem. Don't go to somebody else because you know, walk away or say, call this one to get in because now they've shown you the how they've been, you know, they're the ones who procured the showing. You know, you have to think about it. If you're having a problem with your agent, talk about it and say, I don't like this and see if you can work on it besides just jumping ship and going to somebody. It's a relationship like anything else. They're going to take you through and they're going to get you there and you have to like dealing with them. So pick the right agent.
Exactly. That's what happened to me the other night. I had a seller call me and they're like, please call me. We're not happy about something. I'm like, oh God, what could have happened? I've several show, whatever. So one of the realtors that was there left the door open. Thank God people were coming to check on the house and they have cameras and noticed that the door was open. Now, first of all, that is real estate 101. How did you leave the door open and leave? Like, that blows my mind. But
yeah.
Whatever. However, then they said, we want you present for all showings. Okay. Why? I'll do it, but why? What happened? Well, they don't know what year the roof is done and they don't know this and they didn't even know that there was a garage attached to the listing. Well, now, whose fault is that? But like I said, let's have this conversation. So I said, I will totally be
right.
there for you for all showings. If that's what you want, absolutely. I said, you know what? Let's take it a step further. I'm going to print out every one of these tax maps so they can figure out where the land is. I'm going to print out the info sheet because maybe the realtor's not bringing it. And then
right.
I'm also going to bring out the seller's disclosure. So maybe the realtor's not sending that to them either. And everyone has a different style. And these people have bought in a house with me. And they're like, how come every time we would go on a house with you, like, you'd have the seller's disclosure, you'd have this, you'd have that. Like, how come that? I said, people do things differently, you know, like how
right.
people
do
things differently. Everything could be done differently.
Yep.
So
and
I
that's
think
just
it's
how it
having
works,
that conversation and being able to communicate.
Yes. And make sure you have all those things with you when you go to show a property. It's just, and when the listing is there, it's the same thing because you're right. They may not have it and they think, oh, well, you looked at it or you saw it online or what. No, bring it. So, all right. Well, that's the bottom line here. We hope the takeaway is to please, you know, honor your realtor and have loyalty and just do the right thing. But interview if you want to know what they're like and before
Correct.
You work with them. And it's always a good thing. Go have a coffee with them and see how they are. And if you're from
right.
Westside, you know who to call. So that's we're already established that right off the bat. There
that's
you go.
Right.
So Leah, thank you for joining us. We will talk to you next week or next month, depending on who comes on next week. But we appreciate your time again. And everyone else, have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be a nice one, so please enjoy. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Be nice. Be safe. And please be nice. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.